The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter number 16, Text number 17, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 9th, 2010, in Vrindavan, India.
So, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Canto 3, Chapter 16, Text number 17.
आज हम श्रीमद् भागवतम के तीसरे स्कंद के अध्याय 16 मुनियों द्वारा वैकुंठ के दो द्वारपालों जय विजय को शाप का 17वां श्लोक की चर्चा करेंगे.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ब्रह्मण्यश्च परं दैवं रमणा किल ते प्रभो विप्राणं देवदेवानां भगवानात्मदैवतं रमण्यश्च परं दैवं रमणा किल ते प्रभो विप्राणं देवदेवानां Bhagavanatmadhaivatam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, you are the supreme director of the Brahminical and culture. You're considering the Brahmins to be in the highest position is your example of teaching others. Actually, you are the supreme worshipable deity, not only for the gods but for the Brahmins also. Purport. In the Brahma Samhita, it is clearly stated that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes. There are undoubtedly many demigods, the chief of whom are Brahma and Shiva. Lord Vishnu is the Lord of Brahma and Shiva, not to speak of the Brahmins in this material world. As mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord is very favorable towards all activities performed according to Brahminical culture, for the qualities of control of the senses and mind, cleanliness, forbearance, faith in scripture, and practical and theoretical knowledge. The Lord is the supersoul of everyone. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that the Lord is the source of all emanations. Thus he is also the source of Brahma and Shiva.
Shri Guru, Shri Jata, Vadakamala, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunathanvita Tam Siji. Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Gagana Ladita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha.
So Krishna is confirmed here to be the Supreme. All the great authorities confirm that Krishna is the Supreme. As stated by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Parang Brahma Parang Dhamma Pavrittam Paramambhavam Purusham Shashvatam Devyam Adevam Jang Vibhum. Ahustarang Rishayas Sarve Devarshir Naradastata Asito Devalo Vyasa Svayam Chaiva Bravishime. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Hey Bhagavan Krishna,
aap, you are the ultimate above.
Aap param dham hai.
You are the purest. You are the absolute truth. You are the eternal, transcendental, original personality. The unborn and the greatest. All the great sages have confirmed this truth about you. Sages such as Devarshi Narada, Asita, Devala and Vyas, all the great sages confirm that you are the Supreme. Now, my dear Lord, I am very amazed to see that now you are declaring the same truth to me. So, one may ask, why all of this big thing about declaring Krishna as the Supreme? Someone may say, why does it matter who the Supreme is? Whether I'm the Supreme, you're the Supreme, or Krishna is the Supreme, what difference does it make? Well, it makes a big difference. It's like when you eat, you may say, well, I have so many holes in my body. What does it matter where I stick my food? I can put the chutney in my eyes, pour the sweet rice in my ears, put something up my rectum. What difference does it make? Someone may argue, you see. No, it makes a big difference. Because unless you put the food in your mouth, it will not be digested. The body cannot properly utilize that food stuff unless it is put in the proper hole. So just as the body, the mouth is the hole in the body through which we are meant to feed the body. We all possess what is known as a loving propensity. Everyone wants loving rasa. That's why they keep family. They keep friends. If they don't have any family or friends, what do they keep? Especially we have seen in the Western countries. And now in Mumbai it is also a very big fashion. You keep dog. So they want to have some loving relationship. They want to have somewhere to give their service, you see. They want to have somewhere to give their loving service. But the difficulty is they are giving their loving service in the wrong place. They are not putting the food in the mouth. They are putting it in ear, nose, eyes, rectum, so many wrong places they are putting the food. So do you think a man can be healthy if he doesn't put the food in the mouth? Even you give him the best food. You give him ample supply, rice, jal, chapati, sabji, pakora, chutney, sweet rice, gulab jamun, you give him all facility. But if he doesn't put the food in the mouth, that man will starve to death, you understand? So as confirmed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, in this world there is full facility for everything. There is actually no scarcity of anything except for one thing: Krishna consciousness. Now someone might argue, but Sankarshan Prabhu, how you can say that? Don't you see how people are going hungry? It is simply mismanagement. There is so much land sitting there not being cultivated. Every man, woman, child, and even every animal on this, the face of this planet can be jolly and fatty. Even the animals can be big and fatty and jolly. Because we have denied Krishna. Because we have said there is no God, you see. Or that I am God, you are God, and we are all God, you see. Therefore they have stopped yajna. Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyo vanasambhavaha jagad bhavit sarjanjo sagya yajna karma samudbhavaha. All living bodies subsist on food grains. Fruit grains are produced from rain. From grains. I mean, wait, the fruit grains come from rain. That's right. And the rain comes from yajna. And yajna comes from the executing of prescribed duties, you see. By executing a prescribed duties, we perform the yajna. So we give up our duties, we give up our yajna, the rain stops, the grain stops, and then no one gets the proper subsistence. Because these government leaders are atheistic. Because they simply want to squeeze the population for their own sense pleasure. Therefore they are not interested in yajna, you see. They want to take control of the temples for making money off of the deities. The government is taking control of the temples. The government is taking control of temples to make profit off the temple. And we see also that the temples also, the householders, they want to have one temple so people will come and give some money and they maintain their family on the deities. They want to engage God in their service. So that does not work. If you want to engage God in your service, you will not be successful in becoming happy. Because by our very natures we are meant to give loving service to God. So how can you give love to someone if you don't know who he is? If I tell my daughter that my dear daughter, this is an example, I don't have a daughter, but if I tell my daughter, I will now get you one husband. You will never see him. You will never know his name. You will never be able to communicate with him in any way. But now you must give your heart completely to your new husband. Is that possible? No. So how we can expect to love God? We don't know who he is. We don't know what he looks like. We have no means of actually communicating with him. How can we love God? So this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is the most important literature in the entire world. So important thing. Dharma prajata kaitravo padamo nirmat saranam satam vejam vastavamastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamune Krite King Varayar Parishpadaha Sajyohrid Yavarujate Tra Trishivishu Shu Shuvishchachanat. Completely rejecting all religious activities that are materially motivated, this Bhagavad Pravana propounds the highest truth. Which is understandable by those devotees who are completely pure in their hearts. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion. For the welfare of all. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion. Reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What need is there of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of the Bhagavatam, the Supreme Personality of God, it is fully established within his heart. So, my dear ladies and gentlemen, would you like to have the Supreme Personality of God solidly situated within your heart right now? You would like?
Yeah.
Then all you have to do is attentively and submissively hear this message. I am not sitting on this Vyasa-san to give you my personal opinion. I am here as Srila Prabhupada's DHL man. To simply deliver to you what has been passed down from the previous acharyas. Mahajano yena gatasya pantha. One must follow that pathway chalked out by the great acharyas. So it has been determined by the great Acharyas that Vishnu or Krishna is the Supreme. One time the sages, they were having a discussion long time ago. One sage said, I think Shiva is the Supreme. He destroys everything.
The
other sage said, no, no, it must be Brahmaji. He creates everything. He must be the Supreme. The other sage, no, you are both wrong. Vishnu is the Supreme because he maintains everything. So they're going back and forth. It's Vishnu. No, it's Brahma. No, it's Shiva. Arguing, like debating for hours and hours. They could not resolve this debate, you see. But one says that I have an idea. Let us ask Bhrigu Muni. He's a very open-minded sage. Let us ask Bhrigu Muni to test all three of these to see who is the Supreme. So Bhrigu Muni agreed. He is actually the son of Brahma, and therefore he is the brother of Shiva. So he went first to Brahmaji, his father. And he did not properly give proper respect to Brahmaji. And Brahmaji became very angry. What is this? You're disrespectful, my son. You're so disrespectful to me. And he was getting ready to curse him, but then Brahmaji used his intelligence, and he backed off from cursing his son. And then he went to his brother Shiva. And Shiva said, oh, my dear brother Bhrigu Muni, I'm so happy to see you. He wanted to embrace him. He said, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get away. You're so filthy with all those ashes from the crema. Don't you dare touch me, your filthy, contaminated body. Well, Shiva, you know, he has the power to destroy the whole universe. So he was prepared, even though it was his brother, he made him so angry, he's prepared to destroy his brother, kill his brother on the spot. But Parvati said, no, my dear Prabhu, my dear Shiva, please, this is your brother, he's a great sage, don't kill him, don't kill him. So in this way, Bhrigu Muni was spared. You see. Just see how brave was Bhrigu Muni. He risked his life to serve the sages. This is a pretty risky Sankirtan assignment he had. So then he went to Lord Vishnu. He neglected Brahma. He verbally offended Shiva, and now with Vishnu, he's really going to be offensive. He goes up and Lord Vishnu is lying there. He kicks Lord Vishnu on the chest. Can you imagine how shocking that would be if you see that happen? If somebody went on the altar and they slapped Krishna in the face or something like that, we would want to kill that person immediately. Grab him off the altar and beat the crud out of him. We would. If someone jumped on the altar and he slapped Krishna in the face, we would immediately beat that guy bloody pulp. We'd be so angry, you see. So what did Vishnu do? He said, oh, him with a very sweet voice. My dear Bhrigu.
Hey, Bhrigu Muni.
My dear Bhrigu Muni.
Hey, hey, mere priye Bhrigu Muni.
Please accept my apologies.
Mere...
I'm so sorry I've been so offensive to you.
मुझे माफ कर दीजिए मैं आपको अपने प्रति बहुत अपराध कर दिया.
My chest is so hard.
मेरे वक्षस्थल बहुत कठोर.
Surely you must have hurt your foot when you kicked my chest.
जरूर आपके पांव में बहुत चोट लगी होगी.
So please let me massage your foot.
तो क्या ऐसा मैं आपका पैर का मसाज करना चाहता हूँ.
So just see the position of Lord Vishnu, you see.
हम समझ सकते हैं भगवान विष्णु की क्या स्थिति है.
Brahma and Shiva, they could not. They became overwhelmed with anger.
Brahma and Shiva, क्रोध के आवेश में आ गए.
So it became very clear to Bhrigu Muni, and he reported back to the sages that Vishnu must be the supreme.
और Bhrigu Muni को ये बात पूरी तरह स्पष्ट हो गई कि भगवान विष्णु ही परम सत्य.
Of course, this Vishnu, he is simply the expanded form of Krishna.
और ये विष्णु भगवान स्वयं भगवान श्री कृष्ण के विस्तारित रूप हैं.
Now some people argue, there is a big debate going on. They say, why do you say Krishna is the supreme? Don't you know that Krishna is simply an expansion of Vishnu? He's simply one of the das avatars. How you can say Krishna is the supreme? He's one of the das avatars. He's just one of the avatars in the list. How you can say he's the origin of everything? But Krishna openly declares in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavau. I am the source of everything. And Brahmaji confirms in the Brahma Samhita, Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishna Satchirananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. It is very clearly stated in the Brahma Samhita. The supreme controller is Krishna. He has an eternal form full of bliss and knowledge. He has no origin, Anadir. He is the origin of everything, Adir. And he is also known by the wonderful, beautiful name of Govinda. He is the cause of all causes. So it is confirmed again and again throughout the Vedic literature that Krishna is the origin of everything. So my question for you devotees then is this, then why are we called Vaishnavas? Why do we commonly call, say that we are a Vaishnava community? Why do we do that? Why don't we say that we are Krishnites? I'm not a Vaishnava, I'm a Krishnite. Why do we agree to be designated as Vaishnava? When Krishna is the one who is actually the original, not Vaishnava. Does anyone know the answer? Why we agree to be designated as devotees of Vishnu by this title Vaishnava? No one knows the answer? Prabhupada gave the answer. And I will share it with you. He was talking with one life member in New York and he discussed this point with this life member. Krishna is the original form of Vishnu. Vishnu is a category. It's like there is one category, Jiva Tattva. There is another category, Vishnu Tattva. So Krishna is in the Vishnu Tattva category. There are millions and billions of Vishnu Tattvas, just as there are millions and billions of Jiva Tattvas. And of all these Vishnus, there is one Vishnu who is the original Vishnu, and that's Krishna. So because Krishna is Vishnu and Krishna is Because Krishna is Vishnu and Vishnu is Krishna, therefore we can be rightfully designated as Vaishnavas. It's the same person. Vishnu and Krishna are the same person. But one is God at home, and the other is God at the office. This like if you work for some big company, you see Mr. Patel, he's the big CEO up there in his office. And you're very respectful towards Mr. Patel, the CEO. And your relationship with Mr. Patel is one of great respect. But there are some people who associate with Mr. Patel at his home. They don't call him Mr. Patel. They deal with him as wife, as son, as brother, as mother, father in this way. It's the same person. But the relationship is different. Those who know Mr. Patel at home, they have intimate relationship. And those who only know him at the office, they have a very formal relationship with him. Now they all have a relationship with Mr. Patel. They all have a relationship with Mr. Patel. But there is a different flavor. Those who have an intimate relationship with Mr. Patel are like the devotees of Krishna. And those who have only a formal relationship are like the devotees of Vishnu. Those who worship God as Vishnu, they simply remain in the level of awe and reverence. And so. They always remain as servants. But for those who worship God as Krishna, you can have more intimate relationship. You can become the friend of Krishna. It's like the cowherd boyfriends, you see. They are running and playing with Krishna. Did you know that right now we were sitting in this room? This is Raman Reti. Do you know why it's called Raman Reti? Pleasure sands. Because Krishna and the cowherd boys took great pleasure in playing in this area, just where we are sitting, just now. This very spot, right where we're sitting in this room, Krishna and his cowherd friends had so many leelas. So this place has no access for the devotees of Vishnu, you see. It's too intimate. But the devotees of Krishna, they can appreciate, just see how wonderful is God. He loves his devotees so much, he wants to play with them as a boyfriend. There's a nice example in this connection given by Srila Prabhupada. Everyone has heard of the British Empire. They formerly exploited the Indian people very badly. One of their prime ministers during the reign of Queen Victoria was Prime Minister Gladstone. So he was a very big man at that time. The British Empire was everywhere throughout the world.
उस समय वो बहुत बड़े व्यक्ति थे और जो ब्रिटिश साम्राज्य था वो पूरे विश्व में फैला हुआ था.
And one man, he wanted to come to meet, he had an appointment to meet with Prime Minister Gladstone. So it's, he had a 2 o'clock appointment. He was waiting in the waiting room, and still it was 2:15, 2:20, 2:30, and still Prime Minister Gladstone was not opening the door for him to come in. He kept pulling out his pocket watch and checking the time. What's going on here? Why Prime Minister Gladstone is not coming for this appointment? So there was a little keyhole, the old-fashioned keyhole where you can look through the keyhole, you know. He decided to take a look through the keyhole. What's going on in that office right now? And there was Prime Minister Gladstone down on his hands and legs, crawling around with his grandson on his back. Prime Minister Gladstone was playing the horse for his grandson. The son was going, "Giddy up, giddy up," and he was going around the room. So I want to ask you this. What gave Prime Minister Gladstone more pleasure? Being the big, big Prime Minister of the mighty British Empire. Or being the horse of his grandson. You tell me, what gave him more pleasure? Who can say? Horse, that's right. Being the horse was more, there was more rust than being the horse. There was more rust than being the horse. So do you think God enjoys being playing Vishnu or being Krishna? What is more pleasurable for him? Which pastimes? He gets more pleasure by this his Krishna Leela than his Vishnu Leela, you see. So, and those persons who participate with him in that Leela, they are his most intimate, most advanced devotees. So one can be cowherd boyfriend. One can be parent. Or one can be gopi girlfriend of Krishna. Just see how wonderful variety of relationships there are in Krishna's pastime. So we have a few, we have 2 or 3 minutes left for any questions that may come. Actually, I think we are, my watch is fast. I think we have 5 minutes. Any question? Question. Yes. What is the question between Vishnu Tattva and Shiva Tattva? What is the difference between milk and dahi? Dahi is nothing but a transformation of milk. So it actually is milk. In a transformed form. So Shiva is nothing but Vishnu, but by contact with the mode of ignorance, tamaguna, he becomes different from Krishna. So, note this example. You can take milk and you can transform it into dahi. But you cannot take dahi and turn it into milk. So from Krishna we can extract Shiva. You can't go the other way. You cannot extract Krishna from Shiva.
Shivji Bhagavan Shri Krishna se aa sakte hain, lekin Krishna Bhagavan Shivji se nahi aa sakte.
Therefore, even though Shiva is not different from the Supreme, because he is nothing but the Supreme in contact with the mode of ignorance. Still, there is a very big difference. Because you can get Shiva out of Krishna. But you can't get Krishna out of Shiva. If you don't believe me, then just try to take some dahi and turn it into milk. You bring the biggest scientists. You bring the leading scientists of the world. And you try to turn dahi into milk. You will never be able to do that. Therefore, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Shiva is His eternal servant. Any other question? Oh, now they're coming. Here's one. Yeah. What is it?
Why did Lord Ram worship Lord Shiva? Bhagavan
Ram ne Bhagavan Shiva ki puja kyun ki thi Rameshwaram?
There is the Tulsidas Ramayan, which is not as authoritative as the Valmiki Ramayan. It's been explained to me that that pastime is actually from the Tulsidas Ramayan, not from the Valmiki Ramayan. The Prabhupada says how the Tulsidas Ramayan, it is not perfect. He even says it is tinged with Mayavadi philosophy. So Prabhupada advised, do not read the Tulsidas Ramayana. Simply read the Valmiki Ramayana. So if it is not confirmed in the Valmiki Ramayana, then we don't accept it as true, even if it's in the Tulsidas Ramayana. But even if Lord Ram did worship Lord Shiva, didn't Lord Krishna worship Sudama Brahman? Does that mean Sudama Brahman is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So we have to understand, we can't be carried away by some example and thinking, well, that means that Shiva is the Supreme. We have to study the science in depth from the great acharyas. And then we can clearly understand what are the meanings of these pastimes. I saw some other hand, yes.
What does it mean to submissively hear the message of Bhagavatam?
What is the meaning to submissively hear the message of Bhagavatam? That means you totally absorb yourself in the Bhagavatam. You allow it to enter deep within your heart. You allow it to enter deep within your heart. Now, as Vaishnavas, we do not go to movies. We don't go to the cinema. But some of us, before we took shelter of Prabhupada's movement, some of us used to go to the cinema, right? How many before they joined ISKCON went to cinema? We've all seen the cinema, okay. So we all have experience of cinema. Note the pronunciation, sin, Amma. Sin. Note the pronunciation, sin, Amma. So anyway, and one can experience in seeing cinema, you get so absorbed in that movie that you forget everything around you.
रम जाते हैं कि सब कुछ भूल जाते हैं आसपास क्या हो रहा है.
You get so absorbed, even forget it, it's a movie.
हम ये भी भूल जाते हैं कि एक पिक्चर चल रही है.
You start to think it's reality, what you're seeing on the screen.
हम ये जो हम देख रहे होते हैं हम सोचते हैं कि ये सब कुछ सत्य है.
So that's what it means to be deeply absorbed in the Bhagavatam. You get so deeply absorbed in hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam that you feel how you're being carried by the wings of the Bhagavatam into the transcendental existence. You feel that by hearing about the sages of Namasharanya, hearing the Bhagavatam, you feel how by hearing that narration you are also being carried into the forest of Namasharanya. In other words, these transcendental pastimes described in the Bhagavatam, they are eternal lila, they are going on right now.
दूसरे शब्दों में ये जो दिव्य वर्णन है वो लीलाएं अभी भी हो रही हैं.
So if you submissively and totally absorb yourself in this Bhagavat hearing, then you will feel how you're entering into these transcendental pastimes.
तो यदि हम ध्यान पूर्वक और नम्रता पूर्वक इन संदेशों को ग्रहण करते हैं श्रीमद् भागवत के तो हम इन लीलाओं में प्रवेश कर सकते हैं.
Just imagine if you went so deeply into hearing the narration between Parikshit and Shukadev.
आप ये विचार करिए कि आप यदि इतना ध्यानपूर्वक सुन रहे हैं सुखदेव गोस्वामी और परीक्षित महाराज के बीच.
You got so deeply absorbed in that meditation of hearing.
आप इतना ज्यादा रम गए इस वार्तालाप में.
That you actually had Shukadev's darshan.
ये आपको सुखदेव गोस्वामी का दर्शन हो गया.
And you could see how he was enlightening Parikshit Maharaj.
आप देख सकते हैं कि सुखदेव गोस्वामी किस प्रकार से ज्ञान प्रदान कर रहे थे परीक्षित महाराज को.
You see that there's that kind of depth of hearing is available if you meditate very deeply on these transcendental vibrations.
इस प्रकार की गहराई भागवत को सुनने में संभव है.
This katha can carry you beyond time and space into these transcendental pastimes.
भागवत कथा हमको समय समय के समय और स्थान के आगे ले जा सकती है.
Just imagine these sages, they are prepared to sit for 1,000 years, perform a yajna to hold back the Kali Yuga.
तो हम समझ हम इस पर सोचिए कि जो 88,000 ऋषि मुनि थे वो 1,000 साल तक यज्ञ कर रहे थे कलयुग के प्रभाव को नष्ट करने.
Just imagine, I said, okay, close the doors back there. We're going to sit here for 1,000 years and we're going to discuss Bhagavatam. And there will be a special blessing for everyone. There's no need for eating, sleeping, going to the toilet, nothing. All material desires will be taken care of. You can just sit and for 1,000 years hear the Bhagavatam. And with every word you will get sweeter and sweeter rasa. Nava rasa, nava nava rasa. Just imagine how deeply you absorb yourself in hearing the message, you see. All other considerations will be forgotten. All I know is I want to go deeper and deeper and deeper into hearing this message for all of eternity. That's it. And whatever instruction I may be received from Krishna and my spiritual master, I'm willing to do it immediately. My spiritual master, he is the living embodiment of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He is the person Bhagavatam. So my life is simply to please my spiritual master, no matter whatever he may say. So if you have this mood of complete submission to your spiritual master and complete total absorption in hearing, even if it means for 1,000 years, and even in complete total absorption in hearing the Bhagavatam, even if it means for 1,000 years, even if it means for 1,000 complete total absorption.
Huh?
Yeah, before that I said, if one of you are completely submissive to doing whatever your spiritual master tells you, and you're completely absorbed in hearing the Bhagavatam with total absorption,
यदि हम गुरु महाराज के और कृष्ण के आदेशों को पालन करने के तत्पर हैं और भागवत को ध्यान पूर्वक सुनने के तत्पर हैं,
then your hearing is submissive.
तब हमारी जो सुनने की क्षमता है, भगवत को सुनना, वो ध्यान पूर्वक सुनना हुआ.
Truly submissive.
सही मायने में नम्रता पूर्वक.
So Prabhu, now I'd like to ask you a question.
Prabhu, मैं आपसे एक प्रश्न पूछना चाहूँगा.
Do you understand now what is submissive hearing? All right, so I want to go ahead and stop here. I will be giving the English class tomorrow. Everybody's invited. And I have a special treat for everyone here today. We have the Mahaprasad of Sri Sri Radha Damodar available for everyone. You can come up now as we finish the class and get your Mahaprasad.
Prabhuji, kal bhi English Bhagavat class denge aur usme sab log nimantrit hain aur abhi Radha Damodar ji ka mahaprasad hai sabhi ke liye, aap log prapt kar sakte hain.
Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.